Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, so before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I can.
That's okay. It's going to take around 10 minutes, so are you interested in answering a couple of questions?
Well, I'll listen as long as I can, okay?
That's okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And in which state do you currently live in?
Texas.
Texas. And in which county in Texas do you currently live in?
Cameron.
Okay. And of all the personal telephone calls that you received, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all on a cell phone?
Almost all on a cell phone. I don't have a house phone.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, or a political party or a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, and just to be sure we are representing everyone, can I know in what year were you born?
What year? 1951.
One, thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino,
Caucasian.
Asian?
Okay. Caucasian white.
And what is the last grade of that you completed in school?
The last grade completed in school? I have a master's degree.
Master's degree, that's great. Thank you. Could I mark it as a 2-year college degree, a 4-year college or bachelor's degree?
4-year college.
There's also the 2-3-year postgraduate work master's degree. Is that one better?
Yeah, that was probably better.
Okay. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Disapprove.
Would you say you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
That's okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for the district?
Republican.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely Republican.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. And for each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. Or if the name that you hear, like you don't know who the person is, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Vicente González.
I've heard of him, but I don't know much about him.
That's okay, so I can mark it as no opinion. Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay, next we have Donald Trump.
I've heard of him.
Are
favorable.
You very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, next we have Alejandro Mayorkas.
I don't know who that is at all.
That's okay. Next we have Mayra Flores.
Who?
Mayra Flores.
Mayra Flores? No, I don't know who she is.
Okay. And lastly for this list, we have Kamala Harris.
I've heard of her. I don't approve.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
That's okay. We're halfway through, so moving on. Which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidates to vote for? The options are jobs and the economy, fentanyl and drug addiction, healthcare, climate change, border security, national security and foreign affairs, education, crime and public safety, abortion, inflation and the cost of living, or taxes.
I only have one?
Yes.
I can only, border security.
That's okay. Thank you. Border security. And now, thinking ahead in the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very interested.
Okay. And if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? If the options were Kamala Harris as a Democrat or Donald Trump as a Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Colleen Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz as a Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the elections for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Vicente Gonzalez as a Democrat or Mayra Flores as a Republican?
Probably Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay, probably that's great. And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you may hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. And after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for the U.S. Congress. So there are 5 and they're not long. So the first one says, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supports the Biden-Harris administration's border policies.
I don't agree with that.
So would you say it's much less likely to vote for him based on that?
Less. If he supports fewer border agents, then I'm less likely to vote for him.
Okay, that's great. The next one says, he has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, the same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits.
Very unlikely
okay.
to vote for him.
The next one says, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
I am against that.
Okay. The next one says, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices.
Less likely. If all these things are true, then I ought to change my vote from Vicente Gonzalez to Maida.
Well, there are things that people say and that you may hear, so not everything's true and not everything's like completely real, but they are things that you may hear while voting, so it's just so you know them before like you hear them. So based on this, on the one that I just read, would you say, just from hearing it, would you be somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for him?
Less likely. I'm against higher taxes.
Okay. And the last one for this list says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Highly unlikely.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. And now that you have some more information based on this, again, if the elections for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Is it still Gonzalez as a Democrat or Mayor Flores as a Republican, or are you undecided?
I would vote, if those are true, then I would vote for the Republican Mayor Flores.
Okay. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. So, based on what you just said, let me add, there's also another survey that says, like, that, like, opposite, like, that's opposite to the other person. So, like I said before, these are things that you may hear that other people have said. They're, like, statements. So, like, it's important to, like, verify them. So, well, as I was saying before, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
And would you say you're a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
I've only voted Democrat once in my entire life, and I'm 73 years old, so I'm strongly Republican.
Strong one, that's okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I'm very conservative.
That's okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are they well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class or higher.
That's great. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I'm retired now.
That's okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Was it Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.